Good morning. It's sleeping in Seattle. We're here. It's June 12th. What a day it was yesterday. All the flights came in. Everything went pretty much okay with a few glitches. We got everybody to the Indianapolis airport, and one of the riders, Haley Simeon, a rookie from Harrodsburg, she realized she left her wallet and her cell phone, a little packet back at Denny's restaurant in Bloomington. And so through a bunch of hurried phone calls to different people, I finally got a phone call, said that the driver of that car with all those kids were going to continue to go to the airport and dump all the kids there, and then that driver, Chris Moore's dad, John Moore, was going to head on back to Bloomington and see if he could get that wallet and cell phone at Denny's and then get it back to the airport in time. We figured, well, our flight was at 12:20, and we figured the best that he could do if he flew down to Bloomington and back would be 12:10, so that was going to be cutting it close. So I called my office, and Roberta, my receptionist, I asked her if her daughter could go, or if somebody that she knew, or if the other doctor in the clinic could do it, but they had patients, so she said, I'll work on it. And when Roberta works on it, she does a great job. And she was checking a patient out, and happened to ask this guy if he knew anybody that could possibly curry that back up to Indianapolis in a hurry. And the patient's name is David Doherty, and he was very much obliged to do that. And he came up and he ran into the airport huffing and puffing, and within 5 minutes Haley had her her wallet and her cell phone. Okay, so that made Haley the most happy person in the whole wide world. So the flight to Atlanta was great, and then I got a call in Atlanta from Whitney Biggs, Christina Surface, and Will Brumlevy. Their flight was delayed, and instead of going to Minneapolis and connecting there, they had to move them to Atlanta also, and then that was going to put them behind, so they weren't going to get in until midnight. Other than that, and Joy Todd's camera missing after getting it in baggage claim, so some light-fingered person back in baggage claim picked that out. We know that for sure, and looks like you pay money to handle your baggage and you lose your camera. So that's unfortunate, and he'll check up on that to see what we can do about that. So anyway, we got to Seattle downtown. It was a beautiful night, and actually I'm here in the morning and it's not a cloud in the sky. It looks beautiful. It's so bright. It didn't get dark until 10 o'clock last night, and then the sun pops up at 4:30 in the morning. So whenever we do a bike trip in the Northwest, it just seems like the sun is at its brightest and most crisp, and it's a beautiful day here in Seattle to get started. The road crew, the Road Warriors, they got here on time, before 5 o'clock on Friday, so that was a 3-day trip, and everything went like clockwork, no problems. When everybody got here last night, that road crew had unloaded the trucks and the vehicles of their bikes and sleeping bags, put the pedals on the bikes, the flag holders, did as much as they could possibly do before this big group comes today, and just trying to organize and stage this thing so everything goes real smoothly today. We want to have a nice tour of downtown Seattle and surrounding area, so that these kids can get a chance to see an incredible port city in the Pacific Northwest. We're staying here at a Lutheran church right across from the church that we stayed in 4 years ago and 10 years ago when we were on the Northwest here and during those trips. So we're quite familiar, at least the staff is familiar with this area, and that helps a whole lot, knowing where we're going to have to go today and tomorrow. We're right down a few blocks from the Space Needle, and we'll have some free time tonight to be able to go up there and see that. A lot of excitement. We were pretty bushed last night. That was quite a bit of travel. And we did have one exciting moment. We were at the Indianapolis airport, and the security lines as we were checking in was the point guard for the Butler basketball team that went to the Final Two championship. And it was Gordon Haywood that attempted to make that final half-court shot, and if he would have made that, that would have been the most incredible basketball story ever in the history of basketball. And so he was there, so all the kids gathered around him. We got a picture with him. You'll see that on the website in the pictures. And I think one of them, Hannah Weigel, she, I think she's going to Butler, so she just wanted a picture with him. So that was great to see that, and they were all excited about that. So I'm going to sign off here, and we'll hope that you like what you got, what you hear, and what you see on the website. We'll try to give you the best and interviews of other people, the kids and the adults on this trip as we go on an experience of a lifetime. All right, over and out.